Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
See, I'm not hyping myself, but one thing about me, I give you great music. You've got to give it to me for once. That's Bongi and Colin coming through there with Be Lifted. It's Friday. Yo, it's Friday. Luko, it's Monday, and I don't want to waste time. I don't want to waste time because there's so much to discuss. I've got Mr. Puluso Siakamela here. Good afternoon, and welcome back. It is the Legal Junction.
Of course. How are you doing, Luko?
I'm doing well. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. It's a Monday of the law.
It's definitely a Monday of the law,
yes.
I must say. Now, what are we talking about today? Please break it down to us.
Today, you see, I want to start with a scripture.
Oh my God. Make it scriptural.
Yeah,
scriptural.
Today I want to make this law scriptural.
So that nobody can say, "Ay, man, that man is not spiritual."
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, let me start by greeting the listeners of Radio Pulpit. Today we are talking alternative dispute resolution, Luko.
Okay.
I'll read Proverbs 25, verse 8. Don't be quick or too quick to go to court about something you have seen. If another witness later proves you wrong, what will you do then? Verse 9. If you and your neighbor have a different opinion, settle it yourself and do not reveal any secrets.
Okay. Yeah. So scripture is not quiet about legal matters.
It's not quiet. This is what I said last week, to say, you see, most of people will view lawyers as these people that are liars and so forth. But now our life is based on what the law says.
Exactly. And scripture supports that.
So this is what we're talking about this afternoon. Alternative dispute resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Measures which we can resolve disputes without having to run to court.
This right now, I must say, guys, is supernatural. This is God
speaking. Supernatural, yes.
It is God speaking, because I have another matter I'm talking to Mruti about.
Yes.
And somehow it has to linger along these lines.
It has to linger around these lines.
Exactly.
Because, you see, most of people, in most of the time, we just like to say, you know what, I've appointed a lawyer, I've got an advocate,
yeah,
I've got an attorney.
Yeah.
But some things are just merely based on pride.
Okay.
Because it's something which you can resolve through alternative.
Amicably.
And also, remember the process of this ADR, it's very cost effective.
Okay.
It's very cost effective. Let me give you an example in a divorce process.
Okay.
Where I have my own attorney,
mm-hmm,
you have your own attorney.
All right.
You bear your own cost, legal costs.
And you bear
I bear my own legal costs. Unlike we get a mediator who is qualified.
Okay.
Who can sit both parties down.
And there's one fee paid.
Can
be split, of course.
Yes, can be split amongst the two. Basically, that's what the act says. When people are attending mediation, they are both jointly liable for the fees of the mediator.
But that's the thing. The thing is, pride doesn't reason. That's the problem.
Pride doesn't reason. Thank you. You see, so those are the issues which are at hand, to say, I mean, we are aware, one, that our marriage has reached a stage where it cannot be reconcilable.
Mm.
Why don't we sit and get a person that can mediate us and discuss a proper, fair settlement? Because mediation also promotes win and win situation.
Yeah.
And you'd agree with me to say, in litigation, it's about, I've paid a senior counsel,
so you've got to win.
Yes, I want to win against you. But now, in this instance, it's a fair process. It's based also on the basis of Ubuntu.
Okay.
You see, and this is what also the Bible encourages.
Yeah.
That, you see, while you are on your way to court, you and your brother try to settle the matter, because before court, you will be judged by men.
Yeah. That's so true. That is so true.
You see, so pride now comes in and say, you know what? I want to show this one.
I also want to prove to these ones that, no, I went the legal route.
Yes, I went the legal route. They no longer concern much about the cost implication. Mm. They are more concerned about proving a point to one another,
yeah,
which sometimes it becomes unnecessary. That is why the law had to impose this Rule 42 of mediation to say before any matter that should come before the court should be first mediated. Whether it's a divorce, whether you are suing somebody, you should try to mediate and get an amicable settlement. And of course, that will be very fair when it comes to fees.
You know, now that you're mentioning this, I think being a lame person, you know, we always look at things from just one side. A number of years ago, I had a conversation with a lady who was talking about exactly what you're talking about, mediation, but in particular to children, especially where divorce is concerned in the children.
Yes.
What really is the importance? Because I understand that there are things that legalities can fix, litigation that is, can sort. Hey, you get this, you get that.
Yes.
But then you still leave the children in shambles after that.
Yes.
Whereas mediation could then help you also, how, you know, sit down,
yes,
and let's reach a consensus that's also going to be accommodating the children as well,
for
as
sure,
opposed to saying, hey, you take this there, you take this there, because it does affect them at the end of the day.
Litigation, I'll tell you, it breaks relationships, because, you know, we forget that even after divorce, we are still parents to the children.
Exactly.
You see, so we're still gonna talk and engage in as far as how do we raise these children. So in mediation, you agree to say, you know what, I will take the primary care of the children. You will bear the secondary care of the children. These are your contact rights and so forth. Then such a settlement agreement that is reached through mediation,
okay,
can be made an order of court and matter is settled amicably.
Without necessarily litigating, but then there's an order of court.
Yes, without litigating. Okay. Remember, the main aim why we go to court is for the court to decide or to give a ruling.
Oh, so we don't go to court because now suddenly we are fighting. Yes, we might be.
Yes.
We might be indifferent with certain things.
Yes.
And so then a mediator comes.
A mediator
comes. The court says, I agree. This is the judgment I'm passing towards this.
Yes. And remember, if you have passed the stage of mediation or of alternative dispute resolution, it will not even be difficult for a court to decide.
Okay.
Because parties have sat down. Parties have discussed whatever issues or disputes that are there, then the only thing that the court must do is just to endorse the settlement agreement.
All right.
Because the mediator will also draft the settlement agreement for them.
Okay.
Then
okay.
they will sign it. Then such a settlement agreement will be taken to the magistrate to say, this is how these parties have agreed to settle this particular dispute.
Okay.
Unlike now having to go to court, that one calls witnesses, you call witnesses. Sometimes.
And then they adjourn and then they come back another day and then there's more.
You see.
Opening files and.
Appearance fees.
And appearances. Hey. Yeah. And those phone calls, afterwards you talk to your lawyer. Hey, you know, he thought he would win this. That's another fee you pay for calling your lawyer again.
Of course. You know, with litigation, the challenge part of it is that you pay for everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, some people will say, no, you know what, I'm the one who used my own airtime. I called my lawyer.
But the time he took talking to you.
Yes, we are in the business of selling time. The minute you take your airtime and call me, I'm considering the time. Oh, we're talking for 30 minutes. This will be my bill. This will be my bill for an hour. You see?
Yeah.
So, but it's best that people must opt for alternative dispute resolution. And remember, this is not only applicable in divorce only.
I was about to say, maybe let's just take a song. I want you to give me other examples, because I might be finding myself in that very same situation right now.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, we're going to court. Meanwhile, you're going to say, before you get there, wait. I've got a solution for you. Maybe, obviously, you might not be able to cover all of them right now.
Yes.
But what other examples are there? What can we look out for?
Yes.
Where are these possibilities, basically?
Mm.
Let me just take a song and then we'll be right back.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
Passionate about God. passionate about people. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za to listen to your favorite station 24 hours a day.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
Lovely song coming out there, taking us down to 26 minutes past 5. This is really an interesting conversation. I don't want to take Mr. Sekamela's time because, like you said, there's many, many cases where mediation is needed.
For
it's
sure.
Not just divorce where we are thinking.
No.
Children. Maybe give us other examples. Where should we? Where are our blind spots exactly?
Basically, Luko, where there is a dispute.
All right. Of any nature.
Of any nature.
Okay.
There is a need for mediation.
Mm.
I'll take it in as far as labor law is concerned.
Okay.
Relationship between employer and employee. Whenever there is disputes, those particular disputes must be resolved through alternative dispute resolution.
Mm.
Yes. And also we look into construction laws and stuff, business laws, to understand. So wherever there can be a dispute, whenever there is a relationship which is legally binding,
okay,
then there is a need for mediation. There is a need for alternative dispute resolution. We can take it in as far as a dispute where it involves two business parties.
Okay.
People enter into a contract and later on they realize that there is a dispute that needs to be addressed. Such issues can be resolved through mediation other than running to court. It's just that we have this mind of saying, you know, the only way
I'll be justified once I go to
court. The only way for me to be justified is when I run to court. And court should always be the last resort.
Maybe also clarify something for me. I've heard of cases, and I think we all have heard of these, where two people have a disagreement, whatever the case may be. They go to court, and all of a sudden you hear, let's settle it out of court.
Yes.
Because I understand there's your mediations, there's your litigation, there's arbitration. What stage is that after you've come back? Is that still mediation?
You see, you can mediate at any given stage, especially where judgment is not yet granted.
Delivered. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
You see, so at any given stage, you can opt to stop the process of litigation and say, hey, look, let's just sit down and engage.
And find a common ground.
And find a common ground.
Sure. You know what? I'm actually sitting here and I'm thinking, there's a bit of a situation I heard recently.
Yes.
Where a gentleman had a business transaction or tender, so to speak, with one of the departments. I'm not going to mention which one.
Yes.
And in that, they later withdrew what they had given him to tender, right? Then they say to him, okay, no, deliver this. And the guy does. Right? But not what you had initially tendered for.
Yes.
Long and short of it is that later on, the guy tells him, he says, no, I will deliver on this. But I'm not happy with what you're doing.
Yes.
Because now you are taking me out of work because I've already gone and sourced what you want. But now you're telling me not to deliver this. Long and short of it, the gentleman then does not deliver because, hey, they said he must hold on. But then he tells him, he says, no, I'm going to court. Eventually, he takes him to court. That department then says, no, come back. Let's have a discussion. They will go back on the table and they have a discussion. The process goes on and they all concede, this guy was being robbed here. This was not supposed to go this way.
Yes.
But you know the funny part?
Yes.
After all that mediation process, now one is going back to say, let him go to court again. After that whole mediation process come back, now he says, but long and short of it, one's like, but why did we call him back to say, let's not litigate?
Exactly.
Yet, you know, we all said, let's just sit down and see what we can do. But now there's one person there who's saying, oh, let him go to court still. So I'm listening to them like, hey, these contracts.
Yeah.
You there's see, contracts.
Yeah, contracts, there's always disputes.
Mm.
Because, you know, there's people that enter into contracts bona fide.
Okay.
And there's people that,
what does that
enter
mean?
In good faith.
Good faith.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's people that enters contract mala fide, which is in bad faith.
Bad faith.
You
okay.
see. Yeah. So in such instances, mm. that's where you need a qualified mediator
mm-hmm.
to come and sit you down and say, guys, this is how this can be
resolved
other than having to run to courts.
Mm. Because it's going to waste your money. It's going
yeah.
to waste whoever, like
and,
the state and,
time. And
stuff. Oh, say that again. And time. Because
yeah.
litigation can drag.
Litigation can take years.
Yo.
Do you understand? Litigation can take years and you cannot speculate.
How long it would take.
How long it will
exactly.
take.
Exactly.
So with ADR, you can speculate. Today we are going to meet a mediator.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to take my pride and set it aside. I understand these are the circumstances.
Mm.
Then you go and open up to a mediator.
Mm.
Then he helps you. Remember,
yeah.
he's not a court. He cannot take decisions. The nice part about mediation, you take decisions of your own issues.
Okay. So he basically guides you
yes.
As the two parties or three mm. parties into mm. coming into a decision
yes.
that will make everyone happy.
Happy. It's a win and win situation.
Mm.
Mediation promotes such an instance where we don't come after and say, I've won against this person.
Okay.
Yeah, ngihambe nabantwana. Or this is what happened
yeah.
And so forth and so forth. So it's a fair process.
I love it. Let me run to headlines and then we'll be right back. I'm really loving this discussion.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio buzzing of life. 657 AM.
Alrighty, we're back with the Legal Junction. And Mr. Sekamela, can I tell you what I'm really loving about this?
Yes.
You are here to make the Christians woke.
Yes.
Woke-a-wokest. And what I'm really loving also is that, you know, especially today, you're calling our attention to, like you're saying, put the pride aside.
Yeah.
The issue has got to be resolved.
For sure.
Whether you go the legal litigation or mediation,
mm.
at the end of the day, there has to be a resolution.
There must be a resolution.
There must be a resolution. And if you can do it a bit cheaper and amicably, why not?
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah, you put pride, you take pride and put it aside
mm.
and focus on the issue where you are the main participant. Remember, in mediation, you are the main participant. You
mm.
participate in your own issues because those are the advantages
yeah.
of mediation. We promote participation by both parties.
But tell me, Mr. Sekamela, you mm. deal with this a lot in your
mm.
office.
Mm.
Do you find that the two parties really calmly agree to mediation? Or do you sometimes have to reach out to the other party and say, hey, sir, yes, I'm a lawyer, but I really want us to... I'm not on her side or his side.
Mm.
I really just want us to come and sit and discuss. Do you find that if it's a couple or if it's a business, they're both going to come in and say, hey, we need this? Or is there some intervention that's usually needed for mediation? Because like we're saying, I can imagine, most of the times I'm like, I'm going to show him. Another
yeah.
one's like, I'm going to show her.
Yeah.
how do these parties usually reach this agreement to go for mediation?
You see, mediation is a voluntary process, Luko.
Mm.
And people must be willing
yeah.
to attend
to the issue.
To the issues.
Mm.
Do you understand? So in most of the instances we inform them
okay.
that, you know, we will set this matter down and try to go to court. But okay. Still, the magistrate or the judge will still ask or inquire from us to say, did we really try to mediate, to sort it out?
Mm.
Because, you know, some things is just a waste of court's time.
you know how when you are hurt, be it business, be it in relationships,
yes,
you don't want to believe that your matter could waste the court's time.
Yeah, but you see, it's best to allow yourself to be advised.
Yeah.
Because whenever there is a dispute, also the emotions goes high.
Okay.
To understand. Mm. So you're no longer thinking straight. Then in such instance, you should be open for advice.
Mm.
Because that person might come there as a mediator to come and give you a fair and cost-effective solution to your issues. You see, so the challenge is one, whenever there is legal disputes, we think that the only way to resolve them is through courts. There is nothing wrong with going to court.
Of course.
But like the verse I have read, I'll always quote it.
While
we are on our way to court, brothers must try to resolve the matter
issue.
Because at court, you'll be judged by men.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You get it?
When the issue could have really been just resolved without any judgment.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
You see, we talk.
Mm.
Look, man, there is children. You are my employer. I know that here and there I have transgressed against whatever that I was expected to perform as an employee.
Mm.
Can I request mediation between myself and my employer so that we can try to remedy the
relationship
the dispute
as
out.
Well.
And also, you know, yeah, you see, while you are saying the relationship, look, mediation promotes and saves relationships.
That's what I'm thinking. Because I mean, even if there is an agreement that says, hey, the other one goes their separate ways, but you still want to, if that's your boss one day and they give him a call, he mustn't have terrible things to say about you.
Exactly.
He must remember that there was a point where you came to your senses as well and said, hey, I acknowledge my mistakes.
Yes.
I erred because I was only human.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you see some things people would want to justify them through lies.
Yep.
Do you understand? And the sad part, these are the same people that promote the notion that says lawyers are liars. Because they go around wanting to justify lies through appointment of lawyers to say, I have a lawyer, I've paid my lawyer this much, my lawyer, Naganjani, he will make sure that he will fight for this. Do you understand? And some things are not worth fighting.
I actually know a particular lawyer, Christian guy, staunch Christian. He used to be in criminal law. I remember one year I sat in one of his cases and I was fascinated. He won that case. But I tell you now, Mr. Siakamel, that's the case that took him out of criminal law.
Yeah.
He's now into conveyancing and whatnot.
He says
my conscience could not allow me.
Of course.
Because like you're saying, instead of people just humbling themselves and resolving stuff, they would rather say, I've paid you.
Yeah.
Go and defend me.
Go see whatever that you can do.
You know, exactly.
Whatever ways you think you can resolve it.
Then
it end up promoting even certain things that are
not
right.
Exactly.
Mm.
Shucks. And some of you guys end up saying, ish, because I can see I'm not going to get this one. Let's win on procedure.
Yeah.
So deep down he knows, Asia, we're not supposed to escape this one.
Yes,
see if procedure was followed.
Yeah, you must check the procedure. It's very much important. You check as to whether the matter has been adjudicated procedurally correct. And then you check the substance.
Yeah.
You see. But those things, they
can be avoided.
Can be avoided through alternative dispute resolution.
Mm.
And I realized even law scholars, when they study law or LLB, they don't take this subject, alternative dispute resolution, as something that you can push in your practice.
And I say that's one major thing that you do.
Yes.
Mediation.
Yes. I normally call it church court. Because because that's where people get to talk.
Yeah, true men of God.
And speak out whatever that is bothering them. Do you understand? Then we have a settlement. When both parties leaves, they speak good about you. Siakamela has helped us to resolve our dispute. We had this loggerheads and we did not know as to how are we going to resolve it.
Yeah.
But he managed to sit us down and
we could reason like sober people.
You see. So that's the good thing about mediation.
But do you find, like I was saying, do you find that they willingly and gladly just come to you, or do you sometimes have to? So Luka comes to you and she says, "Hey, me and my boss are not in good terms, and I think I'm taking him to court." And you say, "Do you ever say, let me first call your boss and see if I can negotiate with your boss to come in so we can talk, as opposed to just going to court?" I understand you want to go fight,
yes,
but let's see. Are you the guy to do that, or do we both have to actively just come to you and say, "Hey, see how you can fix this?"
Yeah, you see, you remember, like I say, whenever there is a dispute, people are angry.
Yeah,
people are angry, and where there is anger, there is danger. You see, then now these people wants to prove a point to one another to say, you know what, I can do this. I can.
I've got
the
financial muscle to take you on.
I've got all the financial muscle to take you on. Sometimes you find that is just unnecessarily so. The process is not worth having to go that route. Do you understand?
And like you said, sometimes it could even take years to resolve a matter that could have literally been resolved in hours.
There's people that to date their cases are still in courts. They are running Boma 5 years, 4 years because they did not want to opt for alternative dispute resolution.
Yeah.
Because like I say, there you take pride, you put it aside. If it's labor, if it's contractual dispute, if it's any space of law, criminal, you take your pride, you put it aside.
Yeah.
Do you understand? Then you face your issues with maturity. You see, like I say, you know, we go, especially with divorces, we'll go to court and fight. But we forget that the very same person that you are fighting with, you still gonna one day say, "I'm coming to fetch the kids."
Yeah.
So how do you go fetch the kids from a person
when
that
you don't even talk?
You don't talk to. You see. So mediation promotes that space where people engage and they resolve their own disputes independently. So.
And I think, you know, like you're saying, especially in cases of divorce, by the time you settle this issue months and years later, there's a lot of finances that have gone into this.
Yeah.
One has been running into loans and eventually all that money you have loans on has to be part of the settlement now, all of a sudden.
Has to be
when
part
you could have gone, you know, with good money at least and start a new life.
For sure.
Sure.
You see, so some costs. I know it's business, but doing business the right way, promoting alternative dispute resolution, does not make any harm. Remember, at the end of the day, if these people decide that, you know what, we don't want ADR, we want to litigate,
it's fine.
Still, we'll have issues when we get to court because it's a rule now to say. Matters before they are set down for litigation purposes or for trial purposes, they should be mediated.
Oh, wow.
That is why we have institutions, labor law institutions such as CCMA.
Okay.
Those institutions
you don't just run
are
to court.
There to promote alternative dispute resolution because those commissioners that are seated there, they are not magistrates.
Okay.
They are not going to judge or to give a ruling over you. Whatever that is going to be resolved there will be resolved through negotiations. And I always say this, there is nothing that can beat negotiations and fair engagement that is not prideful.
Is that the same thing or similar to what your ombuds departments should be doing as well?
Yes.
Mediation, okay.
They should always promote a space for mediation where we engage, we see how can we assist each other, how do we resolve this matter without having to go to courts and so forth. You see. So ADR, I highly speak of it, and is the best way to whatever dispute that is there.
Yeah.
Is the best way to resolve issues.
Sure. I love the sound of that. Anything else you'd like to add before I let you run out, Mr. Siyakamela?
Let's check also the advantages of
yes,
this
please.
ADR. You see. One, we promote in ADR that we must treat each other with respect.
Okay.
You'll agree in media, in litigation, there is no respect.
Nobody cares how
I want to prove
feels.
A point to you. You see, so mediation promotes that element of respect,
it
that element,
yes,
dignity. That element of ubuntu. And again, you must in mediation, you must stick only to the points in dispute.
Okay.
Because sometimes we're raising unnecessary things, and
which is why we end up wanting to run to court, because we've got one point, but we keep, you know, moving to other things as well that are not part
yes.
of this dispute. And there's no one to tell us.
There's no one to tell you.
Exactly.
Yeah, because remember when you come to a lawyer and say, you know what, this is what I want. We charge you fees for that, and
okay.
it's business. Because remember, you are consulting a legal person. You are not consulting a social worker
yeah.
or a psychologist that can guide you. To say, no, maybe don't take this. With us, we are creatures of instructions. When you
creatures
come when you come and you say, this is a mandate, we take the mandate, we move with it. That is why we always promote also the principle of honesty
okay.
during consultation. Because most of these people that thinks mediation does not work, it's people who wants to resolve issues through lies.
Yeah. Okay.
You see.
And want you to drive those lies for them.
Yes. And the aim is also to punish
the other party.
The other party.
Oh, okay.
You see. So automatically when such things arises, then you realize that the principle of ubuntu is no longer
there.
Because now you are self-centered. It's about you winning. You are not concerned about the other person.
The problem when the other person put the phone down, I said, I'll show you.
Yeah.
That's where the problem lies. Now,
yes.
when I get to you and you say, let's talk about it, but I told this person I'll get them.
Yeah. You know, in my language, there is this thing that says,
okay, it means?
There is nothing that can defeat talks.
Talks, yes.
And engagements.
Yeah.
You see, so it's whatever that exists here. I suppose there was a reason why God gave us eyes to see, mouth to speak, ears to hear.
Okay.
Because these are the tools that we can use through process of alternative dispute resolution. You listen attentively.
Okay.
You respond and stick to the points. You don't just say things because you want to impose pain
on the other person.
On the other person.
True.
You see, so those are the issues that are there in law, and I want to tell the listeners that it's very important that you must use mediation services, because sometime you will spend money unnecessarily. You see,
yeah.
so it's always best. That before any other thing, I know when there is disputes, there is fights.
Yes.
But within those fights, try to get a neutral person. You know, mediators are people that are well trained. And I'm happy that even our departments, especially the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development, promotes mediation.
Okay.
Promotes mediation to say, in our courts, I see these days there is bots. Which speaks about mediation.
Oh, okay.
To say, before you can opt for litigation,
try this one.
Try engagements. Try negotiations. Because that's where things can be resolved. Because you check litigation. We are fighting about custody of the children. I'm giving an example. But because it's litigation, we must go on a full-blown trial that will be set for many days, trying to talk about
what should happen to these
children. What should happen to these children. Mm. And remember, at the end of the day, these are our children, are not the court's children.
And no matter your pride, the court is still going to decide on what's best for the child, not for you.
Because
how angry you are.
Yeah, the court, remember, it bears the status of protection to the children. Do you understand?
Yeah.
It will always judge and rule in the best interest
of the child.
Of the children. Mm. And this is what we must do first.
It should have come from us to begin with. We should have protected our children enough to say,
it's us who's supposed to go to the courts and say, you know what, we have the best interest of our children. We have the best interest of our employment space. We have the best interest of our contracts.
Mm.
And that is why we opted for alternative dispute resolution.
Yeah.
And here are the fruits. This is the settlement agreement that has been drafted without being at loggerheads against each other without having hatred against each other. You see?
Sure, I love the sound of that. Mr. Sakamela, I really would go on and on and on with you on this subject, but time really is
time to knock off.
Time to knock off as we lead up to our news. I'm just going to take a song and then we head off to our news. Thank you so much for today. I think it's important that you are you on any social so that we follow you and we still get these little advices.
Yeah, on socials, Siakamela, Legal Advisors and Debt Collectors.
Okay.
I'm there. They can just check our website, www.siakamelalegal.co.za.
Mm-hmm.
And we are the best, and they can just look us out. We promote mediation.
Yeah,
we promote mediation, and we promote issues to be resolved in a Christian venue.
Christian, I love that.
Yeah,
I'll
see you. I'll see you next week.
Cool.
God bless you.
God
thank
bless you.
You.
You're at 657 AM Radio Caring. 24 hours a day.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.